Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, folks, today we'll be reviewing the Chinese GP, and yes, this is going to be a long one. And hey, if you wanted to know what happened in the last race, just go to our race report, which is a 5-6 minute podcast for whatever happened in the last race. But if you want news, rumors, gossips, and conjectures, stick around. But before we do all that, I have to remind you, this podcast is available on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. That's Ipsabit Nagar. I'm Ishan Lalit. And shall we get to the Chinese GP review?
Australian GP review.
Sorry. No. Oh, well.
Preview of Chinese GP.
Right.
Which date is?
It's this Sunday. Whatever this Sunday is. Okay, Chinese GP will be held in Shanghai International Circuit. It has 16 turns and is 5.45 kilometers long. Its lap record is held by Michael Schumacher, which is at 132.238. It will have two DRS zones, one after turn 13, which is a long straight, and the second after turn 16, which is the long straight at after the pit straight and the grandstand. So basically, we are looking at faster lap records, most probably, but not a lot of overtaking because of these new cars. So let's straight come down to Mercedes and Ferrari.
Yeah, they say that Chinese GP would be better for Ferrari because of these corners.
Perhaps, but I have to ask you this question.
Don't ask me any question.
In Australia,
I'm not the technological person.
No. You watched the race last weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend, actually. So, did Ferrari win the Australian GP or did Mercedes lose?
I think Mercedes lost. That's why Ferrari won. That's the only reason anybody else wins.
Okay, what happened was Mercedes were worried about tires. So they called Lewis back into the pit lanes.
Yeah.
But the tires were okay. And Lewis himself said that he made a bad call. Bottas was surprised by the Ferrari's pace, but not a lot. So I think Mercedes did lose it. And Lewis Hamilton has been talking about working a lot with the team and all those nice things. Let's see what happens.
Let's work on strategy before the game. Yeah, that's called a game. Come on, you do that. That's given. And it's a race. You didn't strategize or what?
How do I turn the alarm off?
So, Lewis.
He was busy partying.
Well, he was trying to...
he was
dictating team's terms, like in this one. Yeah.
No, I like this. It's pre-practice. That's why he won.
It's called pre-practice. Who gives a
Well, yeah.
He won.
Pre-practice is going to happen soon. From tomorrow, I think. So, Ferrari. Kimi said he struggled on the ultra-softs and says he was fuel-saving. But Kimi Raikkonen also says that they will be much more faster in China. All that aside, China is going to most probably have rain.
Oh, that will be amazing. It will be raining cars. Hallelujah.
It's not going to be raining cars, but Kimi...
They can fly. They're saying like their tires...
Well,
they had the issue with tires, right?
Raikkonen says new wet weather tire performance is... Quotes unknown.
When it's quotes anywhere, it's not a good news.
Well, Raikkonen will only say one word. It's unknown.
Obviously, they can't say it. Beeps.
Yeah. So, we don't exactly know what's going to happen in the Chinese GP.
Yeah. like, we didn't know what's going to happen in Australian GP. And it surprised us. Yes, I was so happy. My wish came true. Like, gods of F1 heard me and, you know, made Vettel win the race.
Yes. And it has definitely put Mercedes on the ropes.
Yeah, they're under pressure.
Yeah, it has put Mercedes completely on the ropes. And let's talk about Red Bull. Where are they?
I don't care about Red Bull anymore. Well, yeah, they were not there. We didn't see it. Even we saw Renault because it was not getting anywhere. And because we took
Renault was blowing up.
Yeah, we saw Williams because it was
Felipe Massa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Williams was good.
We saw Alonso getting overtaken by our own Force India.
Yeah, like Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo, he was like,
let's get the f*** out of here.
Yeah.
Even they can't say this beep.
So Daniel Ricciardo basically crashed out after getting released from the pit 2 laps late. And Max Verstappen was...
It was like driving on ice the last 10 laps, unbelievable.
Max was basically keeping Kimi behind him and, yeah, basically tire conserving. So
Kimi was bummed because of that.
So was Lewis. Max held up Lewis and cost him the race.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't cost him the race.
Well, Max was
his
like...
stupid pit.
Max was like...
Whoa, there's a giant lizard on the track.
And his name is... and his name is Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, lizard there.
Okay, so Williams. Yeah, Massa P5. Lance Stroll did not finish. Well... You know, there is a website saying, did Lance Stroll crash today? There's actually a website.
They make website for everything. It's just like Mac did not cause any more problems.
All right, people, we had a technical problem. That's why...
Let's blame it on Mac.
Yeah, let's blame it on Apple. And let's convert this into 2 parts. So we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, just because something passed up, yeah.
Yeah, and as you can't hear me, can you? Let's hope you can.
Yeah.
So that everything works in the next one.
Bye-bye. They can hear you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.